Okay, we are up to Mitzvah 90. Mitzvah Tzadi. Why do I say Tzadi and not Tzadik? Just to point out that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the Gemara, the letter is Tzadi. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet, goes through the Aleph Beis. You remember that because it's the code. The code of the Jewish people is the Aleph Beis, so it's on Shabbos Kuf Dalet. So it goes through the whole Aleph Beis. And what each letter symbolizes. Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina, Gimel Dalis. It's also Dalis is Gemol Dalim, and you get later on, it's Tzadi. Tzadi stands for Tzadik in terms of righteous, but it's Tzadi. So everyone should keep in mind that we're up to Tzadi. The letter is Tzadi and not Tzadik. That's just what it stands. That's the number. Anyway, so Mitzvah Tzadi. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalol Naniach Emure Pesach Lipasa Belina. We are not allowed to leave over the fats of the carbon Pesach, which we are supposed to burn during the night. Like every carbon, you have to burn the fats that day or that night. We're not allowed to leave it over until the morning. In these two psukim that we have been talking about, there are four mitzvahs learned out from these two psukim. Right before Shishi in Mishpatim, Lo Sizbak al Chametz Dam Zivchi, that was yesterday's mitzvah. You're not allowed to chef the Karan Pesach when you still have Chametz in your house. Now we're in the second half of the pasuk. Velo Yalin Chelev Chagi Ad Boker. Don't leave over the fat of my carbon. Chagi Ad Boker. And then the next pasuk, Rashis Bikurei Ad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Al Kecha, Bikurim Lo Savash Gadiba Chalevimo, Basa Bechalef. What do all these four have to do with each other? That's a good question. Maybe we'll talk about that in the coming days. But right, stuck all together. You have the first two about Pesach, so that the Torah just described, the Shalosh Regalim. So you know why these two are here. But then it goes right into Bikurim and Bishul Basa V'Chalav. So hopefully we'll talk about that. But that's the mitzvah of today is based on the pasuk that we just read. It says the Sefer HaChinuch Shalol Lahaniach Emurin. Shall Pesach ad haboker. We shouldn't leave over the fats of the Kar Pesach until the morning. Shalo yakrivu oso, without being makrivu, without burning it. Vein nifsoin bishahi azu. And not only is it alachadchila, you shouldn't do this, but there's an effect. It becomes pusle if you leave it over. V'nikra nosar, as we know, it's called nosar. Shnei Amar, as the pasuk says, v'lo yalan chelev chagi ad boker. V'hu adin l'sha'ar emurin, u l'sha'ar karbanos. And by the way, says the Chinuch, this doesn't only apply to the emurin of a carbon Pesach. It applies to all emurin and all karbanos. V'lashon mechilta. The mechilta says, V'lo yalin chelev, ba hakasav lalamid ala chalavim, shenifsalim belina. Chelev, which is supposed to be burned in the mizbeach, is nifsal belina. What do you have to do if I've got nifsal belina? You got to burn it too. It was supposed to be burned, but then it was supposed to be burned as a kosher chelev. And now it has to be nifsal. It was nifsal. So it has to be burned, maybe in a different place. But that's the halacha. V'kar nechpal, it's also many of makom acher. This mitzvah is mentioned elsewhere, shenemar, as it says, later, v'lo yolin laboker zevach chag ha-pasach. If you remember, we discussed some of the ideas we're going to discuss today. We discussed back in mitzvah ches, but when you have similar mitzvahs, you discuss some of the similar ideas. There are five mitzvahs in the Torah about leaving over items. Leaving over items. Five nosar losases. There's also a mitzvah what you're supposed to do with nosar. But there are five mitzvah losases. There are four of them that relate to Karban Pesach. And only one of them that relates to all other karbanos. If you remember mitzvah ches, mitzvah number 8 that we discussed, that was the issur of leaving over the meat of the Karban Pesach. That was the Isser of Shalolo Hosir Klum Mi Bisar HaPesach Lo Machraso Shu Yom Chamisha Aser Benisad. You gotta eat it all. We discussed then the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva or Blaz Ben Azariah. Is it Chatzos? Is it the morning? What about the other mitzvahs? Do we try to eat the Afikoman by Chatzos? What do you do if you're running late? So that was all related to the mitzvah Ches. Then if you look, so you have the Isser of eating, Isser of leaving over the meat of the Pesach. This is the Isser of leaving over the fat of the Pesach. Then if you look in Baloscha, Shin Pei Beis, not to leave over the meat of Pesach Sheni. It's a separate mitzvah, Lo Sasei Daraisa. Sho Lohosir Klumi Besar Pesach Sheni Lomachraso. Shu Yom Chamisha Asar Be'ir. So we have Shin Pei Beis related to Pesach Sheni. Then if you continue, now in Re'eh, Mitzvah Tav Pei Vav, there's an issur of leaving over Basar from the Karban Chagiga that's brought with the Karban Pesach. There was a separate chagiga, even though we learned a couple of days ago. There's a carbon chagiga brought on every yantif. There's a separate chagiga that is brought with the carbon Pesach. on Erev Pesach, called Chagigas Yudalad, who are carbon abayim a Pesach lahagdil a simcha, liyochal kula betokshne yahayamim, shirim abasav a chamisha asar. And if you leave that over, again, it's an isser. So, leaving over the meat of the carbon Pesach, leave it over the fast of the carbon Pesach, leave it over the meat of the Pesach Sheni, leave it over the meat of Chagiga. And then we have a separate mitzvah, one mitzvah that relates to other karbanas, not to leave over the basar of the karban toda, kuf mem beis, shelo lahosir shum davar mi karban toda ad haboker, klomar lo machras yom zvi chasosh, nemar b'karban toda, lo yinich b'menu ad boker, umi menu lamanu l'shar kachim gamkein, and from toda, you learn from all karbanas, shekomashi yishar mehem achar zman achiloso, shehu nosar v'chayav l'sarfo, anything left over after zman achila, it's nosar, and you have to burn it. It's an itak lasei, which is the next one. Kuf mem gimel is the mitzvah sasei of burning nosar. So it's fascinating that there are so many mitzvahs related to nosar of Karban Pesach. While other, there's no separate isser of nosar when it comes to chatas and asham and ola, Pesach gets four and other karbanas get one. What is this? This might relate to the whole idea that has come up and many mafreshim discuss. The issue of time plays a crucial role regarding the entire yontiv of Pesach. Chametz and matzah. Right, it's all about time. Don't let it become chametz. Chipazon, eating it quickly. It's all about time. What's the first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael at that moment? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Setting a calendar. All Pesach is all about time. It's a famous Sferno that's quoted, that's in Parshas Bo on that pasuk. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim says the Sferno, Mikan ve'elach yihyu ha'chadashim shelachem. From here on in, the months will be yours. La'asos bahem kirtzonchem, to do with them like you want. Avo b'yimei ha'shibud lo hayu yimeichem shelachem. During when you were a slave, the time wasn't yours. Avol hayu la'avodas acherim uritzonam. Lefichach richenu lachem lachachi ashana ki bo hischil mitziutchem habechiri. Now starts, you have bechira chafshis, now you're in control of time. What's a ben chorin? Somebody controls his time. Right, if somebody is a slave to his job, to his boss, he's not in control of his time. That's what makes him a slave. A ben chorin is somebody who's in control of time. So Pesach is all about time, doing things in the proper time, doing things quickly, chametz and matzah. So maybe that's why, also, there's so many surim related to Pesach regarding time related to Noser. Just one other ha'ara related to this, and then we'll continue. Could be connected, and that is the Klal Yikar. The Klal Yikar back in Parshas Bereishis. On the fourth day of creation, what was Yom Revi? What was created? The Maoros. The sun and the moon and the stars, all the constellations were created. So the Klal Yikar picks up on, quotes Rashi, that Maoros is spelled chaser, without vav. So you could read it Me'era. Me'era is a curse. Why? What's cursed? What does a curse have to do with the luminaries? So says the Klal Yikar, Rashi says what he says. So says the Klal Yikar, because everything, what are the Maoros, the constellations symbolized? That started time. The sun, the moon, there was no time before that. A different type of time. There were days, Hashem had days. But really, that started time. Anything under time is cursed. Ages, gets old. Says the Klal Yikar, that's why it's Me'era. The Hainu, the time of Shadar, the Fisha called Dover, Hatali Biyamim, the Hainu Azman, Yeshlo Tsar, Avakohan, Imsan, Be'el Yonim, Shem Lamalam and Azman, Vein Azman, Sholit Bahem, Abem Shum Tsar, Lakach Nemer, Yima Oris Chasish, called Dvarm Shatakas, Hashemesh, Yeshlam Me'eros Vitsar, Kiazman, Mevale Hakol. The Klal Yikar is saying normally what's in this world, but maybe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us by HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem is that we can control time and we can conquer time. And if we use it properly, then we are making time eternal. If we do, if we learn, if we do chesed, we do something at a certain moment, that eternalizes that moment. And therefore, we've conquered time and we don't have the me'era that usually anything under time is cursed. That is the Klal Yikar on Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudalef, 14th Pasuk in the Torah. Klal Yikar are also related to time. Okay, so maybe this is all related to why there are so many Averos regarding the Isser of Nosar when it comes to Pesach and everything related to Pesach. Pesach Sheni, Chagiga, Vechul. Okay, one other Ha'ara on this first paragraph, and that is the Ksava Kabbalah. Ksava Kabbalah picks up on the word Chagi. V'lo yalan chelav Chagi. What is the word Chag? What's the root, the Shorish? What does the Shorish Chag mean? It's the first time maybe we have this in the Torah, or at least the current Pesach is referred as Chagi. So it says the Ksava Kabbalah, he quotes those that think Chag is related to dancing. Machog. It's like a circle. V'da delabali lashon chag ikur yisoda hu inyan rakita shal simcha. He writes in parentheses, Tansen. Kama ochlin v'shosin v'chogagim. Like sing, eating, and drinking, and when you're happy, you make circles. Vayachogu vayano'u kashikar. He went around in a circle like a drunkard. Umizeh hunach al yomim tovim shemi mei simcha. And the carbon is called chagiga because of that. So he says, I don't like that. Why? Because Ra'inu Aaron. Aaron, what did Aaron say about the eagle? Chag l'Hashem machar. Was that a day of simcha? For Aaron HaKohen, that was a day of sorrow mevocha. That's not a day of simcha. Gam ma'hevdol yesh bein shnei mini ha-karbonas ha-boem b'yantiv. Zeh nikra shalmi simcha, v'zeh shalmi chagiga. You have two karbonas in yantiv. Why was only one called chagiga? If simcha means the same thing. So says the clay, the Ksav HaKabbalah, nearly, I think the word chag means gathering. She'inyano asifa v'hakibutz. Kachu v'blashen aravi. I don't know how to say it in Arabic. But he says that's what it is in Aravi. V'nikru shloshes haragalim chag haPesach shvuas v'sukkis. They're all called chag al shem hakibutz v'haasifa shahayu bizmanim elu l'kol Yisrael b'iron evcheres because the aliyah l'regel chag is that they all came together. Same thing as moad. Moad de Hashem is from the word vad, coming together. He doesn't add to this, but maybe you could say that that's why Chazal, what's stam chag in the Torah? Stam chag in the Torah is sukkis. Why? Because sukkis is mamish chag haasif. So maybe the gathering of the harvest, not just gathering of the people. So maybe that's why he says it. And that's what Aaron HaKohen meant. They were going to get together tomorrow, even though I wasn't happy. The current Pesach has to be eaten b'chabura in groups. And that's why it's called chagi. Suggests the Ksav HaKabbalah. Okay, so that's related to the word chag. Now we continue. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, what's the shorish behind this mitzvah, says the Chinuch. Ki kaved HaKarbon. Lahakrivo bizman akavu elov. It's covered for the carbon to bring it in its proper time. Vahamaavir hamoed nirekimisyaesh. Umashlich hadavar achrei gavo. If somebody does not do the mitzvah in the time that he's supposed to do it, specifically this special mitzvah of carbon Pesach, which is a defining carbon in the history of our nation, it's like you don't care so much. Literally, you're throwing it behind your back. You don't care about it so much. Ve'enenu misorer umatfis kavonosav el ha'avod yafeh. You're not focused. Your kavan is not focused on the avod that you're doing. Umeblekei nifsal b'kach. And that's why it becomes nifsal. Where does the chinuch get this language from? You throw it behind your back? Not sure. But maybe we have this by another halacha. Figure out exactly what the parallel is. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, where the Gemara says that one is not allowed to eat before davening. Amr Yisrael Chanina, Mishir Rav Loza Ben Yaakov, Mai Dechsiv Lo Tochlu Al Adam Lo Sochlu Kodem Shez Tispalu Al Dimchem. Not allowed to eat before you daven. A lot of details, exactly. Drinking, sugar, no sugar, the Mishnah Berurah points out, types of coffee. And then the Gemara says, Kala Ochel V'Shos Avakach Mispalel, if you eat and drink and then daven, Alava Kasuv Omer V'Osi Yishlachta Acharei Gavecha. You throw me behind your back. You don't really care about me. Right? You're misgaya. You think you're focusing on yourself. You're not focusing on me. The first thing you do in the morning, you're supposed to daven. Not supposed to eat. Focus on me and not focus on you. So maybe that's a connection here. It talks about acharei gavo, that we're busy doing other things when we're supposed to be doing this mitzvah. We're supposed to be burning. Just like we're supposed to be davening, we're supposed to be burning the taktarasi murim here. And we're not, so maybe that's the connection. Why Dafka do you have it by Haktaras Emurin? He doesn't use this lashon by Haktaras Basar in Parshas Bo. What's the added, negative attitude that's expressed by the Emurin? So maybe one could suggest that by Emurin, that's the end of the process. You eat the carbon, you did Zrik, you did everything. This is the last thing you have to do. Okay, who cares? It's just the end. Maybe that's the point. You got to finish the mitzvah. Eina mitzvah nikra ela misha gomra. It's like you're turning your back. You did the whole process. You did the zrikas adam. You ate it. Okay, they murin. Your mom is turning your back. Maybe that's the mashal here given. Mashal kadavar achrei gavob, because this is the last stage of the process. Akhtar asi murin. Like the Rambam says, some of Farshim point out. The Rambam says in Ilchas Avel in Perak Yudalad. That's where he talks about all the mitzvos bein adam achavero. We've mentioned this Rambam before. Mitzvos aseishol devrem levakar cholim, ulanachem avelim, biker cholim, Lechem Aveilam, Lahotzi Ameis, go to a funeral, Ula Haknes Kala, go to a wedding, Ula Havas Orchim, to accompany guests, Ula His Athik, Lahotzorche Akvura, to be involved in all aspects of the Kvura, to carry this, Vachulu Vachulu. And Ava B, all these are even though these are all Mitzvahs Drabanan, Harein Bechla, Vyatlu Recha Kamocha. They're all included in Vyatlu Recha Kamocha. Kala Advarmsha, the Rosa Shiasu, Osam Lacha Achirim, anything that you would want others to do to you, you should do to others. But then in the very next halacha, this is not as famous. The Rambam lists off all of these mitzvahs. Hachnas Kala, Nichem Aveil, Motzvah Ameis. The very next halacha, Schar Halavaya Merube Min Hakol. The schar of accompanying a guest out of your house is the most important. The reward is the greatest. More than Nichem Aveil and Motzvah Ameis. Levaya Meruba, Vahu Achok Shechakako Avraham Avinu, Viderach Achesed Shenohagba, Mach Yolovi Drachim, Umashka Osan, Umoave Osan. It doesn't just say having guests, being Malave guests out. Ugedola Achnas is Archemi, Kabbalah Spanish Shrina, Vilavayim Yoser Meachnas Asam, walking them out is greater than walking them in. Amruchachamim, called Jaina Malave Kilo Shofech Dam. If you don't walk them out, it's as if you're murdering. Where does that line come from? So that's the line from the Gemara based on Egla Rufa, that if somebody finds an anonymous corpse, you have to do the whole ceremony, described in the end of Sefer Dvarim, and the Chachamim say, it's not our fault, we didn't let him out without food. So it's all about a lack of Levaya. That's where that Lashon comes from, Kilu Shofech Damim. But the Rambam has a whole halacha here. What's the importance of Levaya Sarachim? Be Machnas Sarachim. Let them walk out themselves. Got to walk them out, Dalan Amis. The answer is because that's the whole end. You think your mitzvah is finished. You gotta finish the mitzvah, walking them out, showing them that you really love them. You're not doing it for your own covet. That you know who I had for lunch today? No, you're doing it for them, walking them out. Levoyas Archim. So maybe that's the emphasis here of you throwing Hashem, we're throwing the mitzvahs behind our back, dafka by the haktaras, a murin of the Pesach, and not just the haktaras basar. Suggestion. Okay, let's continue. Midini haMitzvah. Says the Chinuch, what are some of the halachas behind the mitzvah? Masha Amru, Shem mitzvah la haktir e mure kol zevach v'zevach b'fnei atzmo. It's a mitzvah to be maktir the fat of every carbon. B'fnei atzmo, every carbon, like the first Mishnah in Shas. Hector chalavim ve'varim. Right, that's this mitzvah. Okay, some say do it earlier so you don't, machlokas there, Rashi Rambam, whether there's a lechadchila. Alright, I had a brachas here also. Right, the Hector Chalavim Veivarim, there's a machlokas there about, Ad Chatzos or Achyalamud HaShachar. But Rashi there says, on the Vezim brachas, the Hector Chalavim, Diktani Hacha, Lo Amru Bochacham Ad Chatzos Klau. Only the other two. Hector Chalavim doesn't have a Lechadchila Chatzos. It's against the, other Rishonim, but that is what is one supposed to do by all Karbanis. Be makrivit in time. Umasha Amru, Shem Mitzvah Saktarasan, Achar Shchita Samuch. When is the Zman Haktara start? It starts right away. After Shchita, I burn the fats. I burn the Emurin. Yes, I can burn it throughout the night if I need, but really it can start right away after the Shchita. The imlo hiktir kain, if you didn't burn it right away, maktir and kol halayla, achiyala murashachar. I'm supposed to burn it, right away, but I have all the way until the morning. A very important halacha that we learn from here, if you look in Minchas Chinuch Oz Dalid, the Minchas Chinuch says, you know the greatness of this, right over here, without turning the page, Osifka and Dalid, you know what the greatness of this mitzvah is? They're not supposed to leave it over. The gedola mitzvah b'shaita. This is where the Gemara uses that principle. Right over here, by this mitzvah. Shedocha afilu Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, not only could you shech the Karban Pesach that day, and you eat the Karban Pesach that night, but you shech the Karban Pesach that day, you could be makter the emurin that day. Why don't you wait till Yontif? Wait till the night. Wait till afterwards. You could burn the chalavim at night. You're going to be Mechal Shabbos and do it? Yes. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Koni very tamichal Shabbos. Af shiochol aktirim b'layla. Mikol mako mitzvah lakrivim b'yom. It's a mitzvah to be makriv them b'yom. That's where the Gemara has this principle. We mentioned many times the beautiful piece in Rav Asher Weiss, the Menachas Asher in Vayera, in Simen Chav Beis, where he talks about four different principles that overlap, but in the Rishonim, he says, they use it interchangeably, but really, if you look in Chazal, they use it in specific ways. And the one of the four is Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, right here, used in our context, in Pesachim Daf Samaches, that you can be Makter the Emurin on Shabbos. even though you could have waited till tonight after Shabbos. What's the bir hadavar of this principle? Says the Minchas Asher, v'nira bir din zed achavim mitzvah b'shaita, to call mitzvah, meaning in contrast to the other principles of zriza makdim ala mitzvahs, and shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan, and ein ma'aviran ala mitzvahs, those are the other three, but chavim mitzvah b'shaita, he says, is always found where you have an ikr time to do a mitzvah and a tafel time to do a mitzvah. Chavim mitzvah b'shaita means do it in the ikr time. To call mitzvah sheish ba ikr zman lasos a mitzvah. V'zman nosaf sheyotzi dechavaso ach ein ze ikr mitzvah lachachila havi kein tashlumin. You got to do the mitzvah in the proper time. And if you do it, and that's the meduyik, chavim mitzvah b'shaita. Because this is the time. You're right, if you didn't burn the emurim today, you have the whole night. But that's tashlumin. That's not the ikr time. The ikr time is to burn it during the day. That is Rav Asher Weiss's suggestion. Okay, that is Chaviv Mitzvah. He talks again about Zerizim HaKdimin. He says it's when you have a Maisa to do, and you don't, and not focused on, he says, by Tefillah, by Mila, by Shofar, you always try to do it in the mornings, Zerizim HaKdimin LeMitzvahs, if you can. Other Mitzvahs, you see, you never say Zerizim HaKdimin. By marriage, by Chalitza, why not? He discusses exactly when do you say Zerizim, when do you say Shia Mitzvah Slom HaShinon, V'chulu, other related. But that is an important halacha, that these Chalavim can even be burned during the day. If they weren't burnt even at night, so then they become nosar, and that one violates the Issa D'Oraisa if one left them over. Continuing and finishing up, says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'nuheges mitzvah, the end, V'nuheges b'zan abayis, b'schar makonim. This mitzvah applies to male kohanim, because they're the ones that have to make sure it's not left over. V'ha'over, v'lo hikrivan, ein oloka, l'fi she'ein bo maisa. If somebody doesn't burn it, leaves it over, there's no malchus. Why? Ein bo maisa. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Hey talks about there could have been another reason what the Chinuch could have said. Not only ein bo maisa, what about lava nitak lase? Do you only say lava nitak lase by basar, not by imurin? Why doesn't he mention this other one? This is also a discussion that we had back in Mitzvah Ches, and also a discussion in the Rambam, because the Rambam, when he talks about nosar of basar, he gives the reason of nitak lase. When he talks about nosar of imurin, he says, Ein bo maisa. Why do you choose? That's a discussion in the Mishnah Malach and the Psulei Hamikdashin and Perak Yudches. That is an important discussion. What other, one or two other points? The Minchas Chinuch right here on top on Oz Beis. What's the shear for you to violate the Saveira? How much do you have to leave over? On top, Balabze and Sivkat and Beis, Delo Yalin, Nira da Al Kizayis Emurin over Balabze. On a kizayis, like we had it yesterday. Uba pachas bi kizayis, there's only chatzi shir. That's what he thinks. Unless you know otherwise, like we mentioned yesterday, unless you know otherwise, it's going to be a kizayis. Interesting that he says this, because if you look back in Mitzvah Ches, the Chinuch said beferish, shalola hosir klum, mi bisara pesach, lo machraso. You can't leave anything over. The Minchas Chinuch there was medayik, that it's anything, even less than a kizayis, pashtus. Here it doesn't say klum. Maybe that's his diak. But then you'll see there's a difference between the shir of leaving over meat, versus leaving over a murin, and if anything, meat is supposed to be eaten. So that should have the kazayas. And it's just the opposite. The by the basar, he says klum, and here it doesn't say a shir. But either way, that's a discussion in Oz Beis, how much has to be left over. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's some other issues involved in Laf Shein Bo Maisa and Laf Nitak Lasei. But we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the mitzvah of Bikurim.